Just a gentle reminder to please not download or distribute any content without previous arrangement. Thank you. I've finished my yoga. I get up and walk towards the kitchen, past the lounge. I see our housemate Jack busy playing online with his friends. He's got his headset on, shouting abuse at the TV, instructing his friends what to do. I have no idea what he's doing, but he's going to be stuck there for hours. I carry on to the kitchen, and you're engrossed on your tablet doing I don't know what. You don't even see me walk in. I walk behind you towards the sink to get a glass of water, and as I turn around to face you, I see you busily trying to shut down tabs on your tablet, and in the end you give up and turn it over face down onto the table. Was that some tits I saw? Are you looking at porn? You flush, instantly embarrassed, and I really regret saying that. I do it too. I try and cover it up to sort of ease the tension, to make it less stressful. I don't want you to be uncomfortable. It's perfectly okay. You mutter something about being stuck in too long, isolation, lockdown, pent up stress, and how you need to go running to relieve some of this tension. As you stand up to go for the door, I block your exit, my hand gently on your chest. I might be able to help, I say. I have no idea what I'm doing. What the fuck am I saying? I'm kind of like on autopilot, and I reach down to your hand, and I'm now guiding you down the hallway towards your bedroom. As you realise where we're going, you gently nudge past me to make sure you get into your room first. And I watch you as you're busily kicking stuff around the floor, shoving things in drawers and closing cupboard doors. I follow you in with a slight smile on my face. It's a typical single man's room. A little bit cluttered, but it's okay. I sit down on the edge of your bed and I look at you, just standing there, directly across from me, looking straight at me. You've got a puzzled look on your face. I look to the side of you, and there's your laundry basket, and there's a pair of, are they Calvin Kleins? They've got the CK logo on the top band of your briefs. They're just sitting there on the top. And I look at you, smile. They look nice. You tell me they look better on, and I'm gonna challenge that. I look directly at you, tilt my chin up, prove it. You're now looking a little bit more confused, but you've got that glint in your eye, a little playful glint that says, okay. Holding my gaze, you take your jeans off and your boxers, and you strip, step out of them, reach for your Calvin Kleins, slowly put them up. You're pulling them over your tight, toned legs, slowly, and the fabric is just fitting your skin perfectly over your straining cock and up to rest on your hips. I'm watching, mesmerized by the whole thing. How can you be so turned on just watching a guy put on his boxers? It's ridiculous. But I look up at you, then back down at your bulge. There seems to have been a wet patch now that's definitely spreading gently, where your pre-cum is oozing across the material, making it slightly darker than it was before. I look back at you. I'm becoming very turned on, very aroused, and the air between us has changed. There's a slight tension that wasn't really there before. motion you to come towards me, and you very slowly move, and as you do so, you're hooking your thumbs into the top of your waistband and starting to hook your boxers down. No, not yet, I say. You carry on moving forwards and stop right in front of me, and my face is the same level as your cock, and if I just reached forward just even slightly, I could have licked it. I could have nibbled it, but no, don't. There's a tightening literally in my knickers, and I've become so turned on that they're now tight and straining, and I reach into my knickers and try and straighten out the fabric and pull them away just to give myself a little bit more comfort, but I've reached in and there's a whole load of juice in there where I'm just so turned on. I slowly pull my fingers out, and before I could even take them away from my body, you've taken my hand into yours and put my fingers in your mouth. You're sucking on my fingers like there's no tomorrow, and I've just never experienced that before. The feeling of your tongue circling my fingers, sucking deeply. I'm watched, dazed, just amazed at what you're doing, how it feels and how it just goes straight to my pussy, makes it throb even more. You release my hand, and I'm now going to test you to see if you do that again, and my hand dives straight back into my knickers, and my fingers are now knuckle deep inside my pussy. I'm finger fucking myself. What the hell am I doing? I have never done this in front of anybody before, but I need to see if you'll do it again. After a mere seconds, I'm so wet, and I pull my fingers free from my yoga pants, and as I do so, a drop drips like slow motion onto my thigh, and we both watch it as it falls onto the fabric, and a split moment after, you've grabbed my hand and you're sucking on my fingers like there's no tomorrow. You're taking fingers in deep into your throat and just sucking them dry. I'm so tingly and just want you. You finish. You let go of my hand, and my hand feels suddenly so heavy it just flops onto the bed. I'm trying to steady myself. You're still very close, and I now need to shed the bottom of my clothes, and my yoga pants and knickers come off very swiftly in one sweet moment, and I'm now shuffling up your bed, resting my head on your pillows. I hold my hand up towards you, trying to encourage you onto the bed with me, and you don't take it straight away. Fuck, have I got this wrong? Have I read this wrong? Do you not want this? But one look into your eyes and I can see that yes, you do. But you're just taking in the amazing view. Me on your bed. My legs slightly spread. My pussy open. And you're just looking at all the glory, trying to memorize every single fold. lower my hand on the bed, and you very slowly come forward and put one knee on the bed. You lift up one of my feet with both hands, one hand on my foot, one hand on my calf. You're rubbing your thumb around on my sole, and you lift it up towards your mouth, and you suck on my toes like you've sucked on my fingers. And I've just blown away. Your other hand is moving up my calf, up to my thigh, and it stops right at the top of my thigh, and I think you're going to dip your fingers in, but just when you get there, you pull back and trail it slowly back down my thigh until it reaches my ankle, and you lower my ankle on the bed. You slowly move to my other foot, pick it up, and do the exact same thing. Fuck. It feels amazing. You slowly suck each toe, giving it your full attention, like it's the only toe you're ever going to suck. Licking, rolling your tongue round, sucking hard. Other hand moves up my thigh again. I think again you're going, you must surely dip your fingers into my pussy, but you don't. Again, you don't. I want you to, and I know you want to, but you're showing control, and you're pulling your hand back down to my ankle and gently lowering my foot onto the bed. I wriggle slightly, getting a bit more comfy, and with both knees on the bed, you crawl very slowly towards me in a swift movement. Your arms are under my leg, my knees are over your shoulder, and your hands sliding under my ass as you lift me very gently, just a fraction off the bed. So near your mouth, your breath is on my pussy. I can feel the heat from your mouth as you breathe out, and then you gently blow cold air, very gently. Warm breath, cold blow, warm breath. And then I feel your tongue straight on me. Into my pussy. Up to my clit. Lapping like the cat that's got the cream, my juices flowing. And you're there licking, sucking, drinking. Your tongue goes to my clit and it circles and it flicks and it licks and it sucks and it flicks and it licks. And then you move your mouth down to my ass. You lick and flick, and from my ass you lick up to my clit. Long, slow, deep movements. Back and up, and back again, and up. I'm beyond thinking. I'm now just feeling you. Your warm, wet tongue lapping, long, slow laps, back, forward, back. And you dip your tongue in here, and there, and back. And then you've licked your thumb. You've rubbed your thumb around my arsehole, and before I know it, you've dipped it in, and I'm fucking blown away. What? I want this. I need this. My ass needs this. It needs to be fucked. I want you in my ass. I tell you, fuck me, please, fuck my ass. But you're taking your time, you're enjoying this, and you're making sure I enjoy it too. Your thumb dips in and out, you suck again, you re-suck, you re-moisten your thumb, and it's dipping in, circling, rubbing, round and round. I look down at you, and with one smile, you flipped me over onto my knees. My ass is in the air, and it's in your face. Your tongue is on my ass, and it's licking, prodding, trying to poke in. You spread my cheeks and open me up slightly. You've put your thumb in, and then you've taken it out and replaced your tongue in there. And now your tongue is fucking my ass. Wet, warm, hot, soft yet firm. It's in and flicking. I'm trying to push back onto you, trying to get all of you into me. You're slurping. You're loving it. You're licking it. You're just licking the rim. You lick down to my clit and up to my ass, back and up and back and up. And I'm writhing, and I'm now demanding, fuck my ass. You're on your knees behind me, and you stop very slowly. You're stroking my ass with your hand. You're gently rubbing your dick, very gently. And then you're rubbing your dick on my ass, in my pussy, getting it wet, getting my juices on you. And between us, we make a fucking amazing lube. You place your cock on the entrance of my ass. I very gently poke the tip in. Ready, I'm wanting this. You moan, you feel it, you want it. You want to go in further, but taking your time, you don't want to hurt me. You dip your dick back into my pussy, rub it. More juice, more of your pre-cum, and again you put it on my arsehole. The tip goes in easily this time, so much easier. There's more juice, more of your pre-cum along your shaft, and you very gently glide in. Slowly and gently, getting deeper and deeper. I'm now moving faster. You're matching my movements. I'm pushing against you, you're pushing into me. We've got a steady rhythm, getting faster, slightly faster, slightly deeper, but I want you balls deep. I need you in me all the way. We're moving faster, faster, deeper, deeper. I can't think. I just want, need you. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I'm close. Coming, I can feel the orgasm spreading and the tingling start. The sensations in my arse are going fucking wild. The orgasm in my arse is better than anything I've ever experienced. So much more sensation, so deep, so I'm writhing, I'm pushing, I'm bucking against you, you're slamming into me, your balls are slapping against my pussy, and I'm there, I'm there, I'm coming so hard, I'm bucking against you, slamming against you, and you're slamming right back at me. The contractions are still coming quite frequently, and every time I spasm, you jerk inside me. It encourages you. Slight thrust. And we finish. Completely spent. Together we crash onto your bed and you pull me into you for a bit of a nuzzle. You kiss my neck. I turn my head towards you and we kiss deep, hard tongues, breathless. Thank you, I say. And you reply, you're most welcome. Let's do that again sometime, I add. I shakily move to my feet. And on wobbly legs, I try and steady myself and make it look like I'm in control as I slowly pick up your towel and head to the shower. I glance back at you with a very happy look on my face.